Now, this cabin I told you about was so remote from any kind of a store. And Jethro and his pa had been so busy trying to clear out that field that, well, nothing much had been done about Christmas. But long about noon of the day before Christmas, the father said to young Jethro, he said, "Son, you better start to get ready now. We're all going on down to the store with a few eggs and see what we can swap them for." But young Jethro, who still hadn't figured out what he's going to give his folks for Christmas, said he didn't think that he wanted to come along. Fact is, there was nothing young Jethro liked better than going down to that store, but he also wanted a chance to be alone, to work out some kind of a surprise for his ma and pa. "Well," said his father, "you just do what you think best. You got your dog Pepper here for company. We'll be back before sundown anyhow." So young Jethro, he stayed behind while his ma and pa hit it out through the forest. "Gonnies, what am I going to get Ma and Pa for Christmas?" Jethro asked himself. "I know what. I'm going to chop down all them trees and pull up all them stumps. By the time they get back, there'll be plenty of room for a garden patch. Maybe some space for an apple tree." So he grabbed hold of his pa's axe and he crossed to the first big tree. Well, the axe was too big and young Jethro was too small. All he could do was just make a few nicks in the side of that tree, hardly peel the bark off. Well, as he was chopping, a few flakes of snow began to fall. You know, evening and darkness always come sooner when it's snowing, and soon it was snowing hard, and young Jethro said to himself, "Well, Ma and Pa sure ain't gonna get back before sundown. This snow'll hold him up." So he went back to the cabin and he waited at the window. Hours later, there was still nobody in sight. The snow had stopped and the moon was out. The trees were bent low with the weight of the snow, and one of the biggest trees looked like a huge lumberjack with snow on his mackinaw. One of the smaller trees, a kind of bushy one, looked like a man with a pack on his back. One of the trees with some icicles clinging to its branches looked like a frontiersman in a buckskin jacket. The icicles kind of looked like fringes. Was he dreaming to see such things? Well, it's kind of hard to know, especially around Christmas time, when a boy is dreaming and when he's awake.
Boy had a window, a dream in his heart. What's in his dreaming? A pony and cart. Boy had a window, a gleam in his eye. What makes that gleaming a star in the sky? He can't tell a soul the half of his plan. Dream, little boy, scheme, little man. Boy at a window, if only he knew. Somehow, someday, his dream